Troy, T-R-O-Y, Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D, 6787. Two complaints, cough, number one, congestion, number two, weakness, number three, tiredness, number four, weight loss, and then weight gain, number five, dizziness, next one is palpitation, next one is my foot's been hurting, next one is arm pain, next one is all the symptoms started after I got my second COVID shot. Next number, history of smoking abuse in the past, but he's no longer a smoker. Our patient is a 35-year-old gentleman, married for about 8 years to his second wife. They have 6 children together from previous marriages. Period. In the paragraph, he lives in Cleveland, Texas. He states that for the past few days, he's had cough, congestion, sinus pressure, and sinus pain, but his other symptoms go back after he received his second COVID shot sometimes in 2022, period. Knee paragraph, since then, has had issues with his prostate, has had BPH-type symptoms, right foot pain, right shoulder pain, nausea off and on, abdominal pain, bloating, dizziness, palpitations, and he did not experience any of these symptoms before his COVID injection, second COVID injection. Allergy, none. Family history, positive family history, stroke, and mom has MS. He doesn't talk to them very much, so he doesn't know much about him. COVID immunization obviously is up to date. Times two, medication includes Tramadol ER plus 50 milligram Tramadol as needed. This is prescribed by his pain management specialist. Medical problems, has had chronic neck pain and a herniated disc since he was in Iraq and he got blown up. He did not want surgery, and has seen a pain management to control his symptoms. Surgery, he's had appendectomy, tonsillectomy. The review of system as above, 157 pounds, 99%, 97.8, 16, 99, 140 over 80. Heart positive, home positive, 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are slightly red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Assessment, number one, sinusitis, number two, bronchitis, number three, rosefin 8 gram now, next one is dexamethasone 8 milligram now, next one is Medrol dose pack, next one is Augmentin 875, next one is we did an abdominal ultrasound because of his symptoms post-COVID injection, abdominal ultrasound within normal limits, no fatty liver noted, kidneys are within normal limits, gallbladder is contracted, next number because of the recurrent vertigo, we looked at his carotid arteries, they were wide open. Next number, because of his palpitation, we looked at his, and family history of stroke, we looked at his, again, carotid arteries that were stable. Next number, we looked at his heart because of palpitation as well and did not find any valvular abnormality. Next number, he does have lymphadenopathy in his neck because of current infection. Next number, his prostate is within normal limits. Next number, he's had some frequent urination, but it's not related to his size of a prostate. I explained to him. Next number, check blood work. Next number, we get a total and a complete blood test. Including CBC, CMP, TSH, mono, lipids, PSA, B12, vitamin D, testosterone, hemoglobin A1C. Next number is come back in 3 to 5 days. Under social, put down he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He works on generator for hospital backups. He was just in Dallas, and he was originally born in Dallas as well. Thank you.